I'm Master at Life and Weight Loss Coach, Jillian Lama, and you're listening to the Body You Crave podcast, where you'll learn how to end emotional eating, lose excess weight, and feel amazing in your body. No cheating required. Keep listening, and I'll show you how.
So I have a whole other podcast lined up for this week. And about an hour ago, I changed my mind and I decided I wanted to re-record and do something totally different. So here we are. No script, no outline, no bullet points. I'm probably going to forget half the things that I wanted to say. As I was doing the dishes over here, I was thinking of different thoughts, different things, and it flowed together so beautifully. I guarantee I'm not going to be able to recreate it now, and that's fine. But we're just going to run with it. And I'm titling this, Do You Like Yourself? This was a question I was asked last week by a friend, and it was really powerful. It's a really simple question, and yet it can hold a lot of weight. And I didn't expect it to catch me off guard the way that it did, but I got teary-eyed. I kind of got choked up because my answer was sometimes. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't think so. I want to like myself. I try to like myself. And yet there are also still times where I feel like I'll like myself better when. I'll like myself better when I fit into these clothes. I'll like myself better when I'm wearing makeup. I'll like myself better when the scale says this number. I'll like myself better when I have this title or this certification or this size of a business or whatever, right? It's really easy to put stipulations on our self-love. And this month I was planning on talking about loving our bodies, but self-love and just loving who we are as a person is kind of the foundational piece. And that is the core of what I work on with clients, no matter what. No matter what they come to me for, that is the core. Do you like yourself? And the work is to like yourself now, even as you're in the process of changing it. It's a simple question, and yet can be really profound. And so I want to ask you, do you like yourself? And if the answer isn't 100% hell yes, why not? Because even I couldn't say, hell yes, 100% all the parts about me I absolutely love. Or even just like. It wasn't even love. It wasn't, do you love yourself? It was, do you like yourself? It wasn't, how much do you like yourself? Right? There are any number of ways that it could have been phrased. And we can get into these traps where self-love or even this concept of liking yourself and liking who you are can be this kind of airy-fairy thing. And really, it comes down to, do you like how you're showing up in the world? Do you like how you are treating your kids? Do you like how you're responding to your spouse or your ex-spouse? Do you like how you talk to yourself when you look in the mirror or when you step on the scale or when you pull on a pair of pants that are just a little too tight? This is what it's all about. And when we can really start to understand what we're hiding behind and why, it just makes things a lot easier. Then maybe we could actually enjoy this life that we're living here. And I think we often have a lot of love and grace and less judgment for other people than we have for ourselves. I think personally, it's a lot easier to love other people than to love me. And I know there are people out there who will say and advocate that you can't truly love somebody else until you love yourself. I'm calling bullshit. That's not true. You can 100% love and think highly and think well of other people without thinking that about yourself. I think the idea is maybe you don't fully know what love is if you can't love yourself. I think the challenge is actually, can we have that same grace and love and compassion and kind words and encouraging words for myself the same way that I do for other people. Because I guarantee I'm going to think more highly of another person than they think of themselves, just like other people will likely think more highly of me than I think of me. And this is always growing. It's evolving. It's changing. I don't know if we're ever going to be there, right? Like on the mountaintop of, I always 100% love myself and I never have any negative critical thoughts and I always love my body and I never have any judgment and I never have any shame or regret or self-loathing. I just don't think we're ever going to get to a place where that never comes up. I have been doing this work for 5-6 years around emotional eating, binge eating, really working to like my body, to love my body, and to like me, to love myself, and to remind myself that I am enough, that I am not a burden, that I am smart enough, thin enough, pretty enough. And I also recognize that there are still areas where I'm hiding, where maybe I'm putting on a front, or I only want a certain image to be seen. I think the makeup aspect is kind of an interesting thing. I wear foundation and I do it to smooth out my skin tone, is my logic. I have freckles. I'm not trying to cover up the freckles. I'm trying to kind of cover up the redness that's in my cheeks and my nose. I'm trying to have a more even skin tone is essentially what I'm doing. And in doing that, I'm also removing the freckles. And I thought it was fascinating. So I've been kind of playing with this idea of, can I love and embrace more of who I am and not cover it up from my thoughts and opinions, from what I do and who I help with binge eating and emotional eating, to the makeup that I use. And so I've been using a thinner foundation. So it's not so thick. It doesn't really cover up my freckles. I go to teach Body Pump on Sunday, and there was a girl who came in with her mom to do the class, and she looks at me with these big, beautiful eyes, and she's just like, oh, I love your freckles. And I was like, huh. I have not had many people say that to me. Certainly not recently. Because I also don't usually show them, or I don't let them shine, right? And when I can embrace them, and when I love them, and when I go first and I take responsibility for that love and liking them, other people follow. And this is one of the other pieces, is we need to stop relying on other people to love and praise and validate ourselves so that we can feel good and start to love and praise and validate ourselves first. It is not my child's job to tell me I'm a good mom. It's mine. It's not my client's job to tell me I am a good coach. That's mine. It's not a man's job to tell me I am beautiful or I look good. That's mine. That is my job to go first. And when I really step into that responsibility and I take full ownership of it, I get to feel better more frequently all throughout the day, all throughout the week. And I'm not needing it. And anything that anybody else says is just kind of this like cherry on top. It's just the little sprinkle on top of the frosting, on top of the cupcake. It feels great and it's wonderful. It's nice to hear, but it's not this end all be all. It's no longer what I'm seeking or striving for. I don't know where I'm going with this. Being totally honest, I don't know where I'm going. But if we circle back to this first concept of, do you like yourself? I think this is a key question. Because if you can't answer yes, which I doubt any of us can 100% wholeheartedly always say yes, what is stopping you? What's holding yourself back? Where is there shame or guilt or regret? What do you need to forgive yourself for? This is our work as humans, as people. This is our work as parents, so we can raise kids who are self-aware and emotionally aware and available. And this is our work, no matter what goal we're pursuing, is to be more of who we are, be more authentic, and stand up for who we are, what we want, for what we believe in. And if we're going to achieve anything, but especially weight loss or ending emotional eating, we have to like the person that we are now. And so many of us are holding that self-love or even just liking ourselves hostage. And we are saying that we can't do that until we look a certain way, until we have a certain shape or size or body composition. And that becomes the challenge. To like yourself now, to love yourself now, and all the way down the scale. To love this version of you, even if you still want to make some changes. And making those changes now from a place of love and compassion and growth and opportunity and excitement, not from fear and judgment and self-loathing and shame. I think that's all I really wanted to say here. Next week, I will probably air the episode that I originally recorded, which is around body shame. And it kind of plays into this because that is something that we learn from a young age. And as adults, we are our own biggest critic, right? People don't shame me and my body anymore. I do. I do that. I do that all on my own. I don't need anybody else to do that because I am the queen of that. We want to recognize that while people may have said things to us in the past, whether they were direct or indirect comments or it was something we made it mean, we weren't good enough, we were fat, we weren't pretty enough, whatever it was, that we are now in control of the voice in our head. And typically, the only body shame that we get these days comes from ourselves. It comes from your own brain, not anything else, not any words other people are saying. And you might think, oh, well, she's giving me this look or he's looking at me this way. But until the words come out of their mouth, you don't know that because you can't read their mind. And you can say, oh, well, I know it. I can tell by the look in his eyes or whatever it is you might say. But that's actually not true. We don't know. So this is something where we can feel more in control and we can feel more powerful and we can decide how we want to think on purpose. Because that's usually where it starts, is between our own ears. If this is something that you want help with, learning to like who you are, learning to love your body now, even if you want to change it, this is what I help people do. Not because I am finally there on the mountaintop with angels singing and light streaming in from the heavens behind me, but because this has been my journey too. And I'm still on the path. And I might just be a few steps ahead, but I know how to get you to that next step so that you can really end the emotional eating, because a lot of it is based on where we think we should be in life. It's where we think we should be with our bodies or in our careers or in our marriages or with our kids and how other people should be acting, how other people should be treating us. And it all comes down to how do you see yourself? And maybe that has been whittled away over the years. It's time to take that control back. You are in the driver's seat. You are the one steering this ship. You actually are the one in control. And if you want to feel more in control of your thoughts, then I would love to chat. And you can schedule a free call at www.bodyyoucrave.com/schedule. And we'll spend some time really diving into what's stopping you right now, what's getting in the way, and I'll help you to see what the real obstacles are and how to change them, how to work through them, because your obstacles are actually your path. But we have to stop letting them be obstacles. We have to stop quitting and giving up on ourselves. We have to learn how to work through them. The obstacles are the way. I'll show you how to flip them and make them work for you. All right. I feel like I'm ending on a very sad note. This feels like maybe a heavy, somber podcast. I don't know. This might end up getting re-recorded. We will see. I hope you'll have a fabulous week. Here's to creating the life and body you crave.
If you like this episode, then you'll love my free virtual workshop, 5 Keys to End Emotional Eating and Lose Excess Weight for Life. You'll learn the counterintuitive reason why all your attempts to restrict food over the years has actually led to weight gain, and the mental switch you need to flick that'll have you dropping pounds without sacrificing wine, carbs, or the food you love. Get all the details at bodyyoucrave.com.